This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Serpas, C-E-R-P-A-S, first name Freddy, F-R-E-D-D-Y. The date of birth, August 22nd, 1976. Date of evaluation, February 25th, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B, Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 48-year-old male referred for cardiovascular clearance. The HVI, the patient is a 48-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the lower back dating to April 21, 2024. The patient reports progressive back pain. Period. He was evaluated in April of 2024, at which time X-ray revealed bulges. Period. He had subsequently underwent a course of physical therapy without improvement. Period. He has ongoing pain, which is described as sharp, 6-7/10. Period. The pain radiates into the right leg. It has associated tingling and numbness involving the right foot and further results in decreased range of motion. Period. He had modified work duty initially because he had lumbar disc herniation with radiculopathy, spinal stenosis, and neurogenic claudication. Okay? The back pain remained significantly unimproved, period. MRI of the lumbar spine dated 4/27/24 demonstrated the right foramen disc protrusion with annular fissuring at the L3-4 level that contacted the exiting right L3 nerve with mild to moderate right neuroforaminal narrowing. Period. Again, the patient had failed medical therapy, he has failed conservative therapy, and he is now anticipated to undergo surgical intervention. Period. The past medical history, appendicitis, past surgical history, appendectomy, medication, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, 1 daily PRN, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams PRN, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 TID, nortriptyline, 25 milligram 1-HF. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, father had diabetes, mother had colon cancer. D, social history, patient denied cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review of system. Eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. He cardiac, he has chest pain, which occurs in the supine position, period. Review system is unremarkable, period. Physical examination, blood pressure 128/94, pulse 96, respiratory rate 19, height 68 inches, weight 247.8 pounds. In general, he is a mildly obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. the musculoskeletal exam. There's moderate tenderness to palpation over the paraspinal musculature, period. The right hip is mildly decreased strength, period. Straight leg positive on the right side, period. Range of motion is limited due to pain, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 87 beats per minute, non-specific T-wave abnormality, period. Lumbar pelvis x-ray, October 8, 2024, mild DJB, there is a preservation of lumbar lordosis. No spondylolisthesis, no scoliosis, no fracture or dislocation. Lumbar MRI, right paracentral disc bulge with annular fissure at L4-S5, with moderate right and mild left neuroforaminal narrowing, right foraminal disc protrusion with annular fissure at L3-S4, contacting the exiting L3 nerve root with mild to moderate right neuroforaminal narrowing. Mild interspinous edema at L4-5 and L5-S1, period. The impression, this is a 48-year-old male who has work-related lumbar disc issues, period. He was found to have L3-4 large right foraminal disc herniation, neck number L3-4 severe right foraminal stenosis, neck number right lumbar radiculopathy, period. On the current exam, he is noted to have mildly elevated diastolic blood pressure, period. He further gives history of chest pain, period. The chest pain, however, is more consistent with gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. He will require treatment of his blood pressure in the future, period. However, currently patient states that he is in pain, period. Degree of elevation may indeed be related to pain, period. He has mild, moderate obesity, period. This too may be contributing to his blood pressure, period. Overall, he is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. He has been advised to discontinue the non-steroidals. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending the patient. Thank you.